From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The leaders of the United States and Japan have underscored decades of post-war reconciliation and their bilateral security alliance in a symbolic joint visit to the Pearl Harbor Memorial in Hawaii. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said we are allies that will tackle the many challenges covering the globe. He also expressed sincere and everlasting condolences to the families of those Americans killed in Japan's surprise attack on U.S. Naval and Air Forces 75 years ago that brought the U.S. into World War II. Mr. Abe said we must never repeat the horrors of war. President Obama called the U.S.-Japan alliance the cornerstone of peace in the Asia-Pacific region and a force for progress around the world.
Thank you for your gracious words. Thank you for your presence here today. A historic gesture that speaks to the power of reconciliation and the alliance between the American and Japanese peoples. A reminder that even the deepest wounds of war can give way to friendship and lasting peace.
The visit seen as a response to Mr. Obama's unprecedented trip to Hiroshima, Japan in May, site of the U.S. atomic bombing. Another wildlife warning, this one issued by the Zoological Society of London and Wildlife Conservation Society, cheetahs are facing extinction. An estimated 7,100 are left in the wild across Africa and Iran. Human encroachment has pushed the cat out of most of its historic habitat. The group calls for cheetahs to be placed on the endangered list of the International Union for Conservation of Nature's Red List of Threatened Species. This is VOA News.